You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I love Russo. I love Mad Dog. Tough to take sometimes, though. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I kill you, but I love you. Telling the MLB Players Association to go to hell. Oh, my God. We'll get to that later on. We'll get to one analyst that thinks that Sam Darnold is absolutely the answer over Daniel Jones. Is it just me or are there former, plenty of former Mets that are over in the KBO just killing it right now? We'll get to it all. Your phone calls in a few minutes at 800-919-3776, 800-919-ESPN. You can also tweet us at Chris Carlin over on Twitter. I want to start with something that I've been thinking about for a few days, and it is simply this. If you are comparing all-time greats and all-time winners and the greatest of a sports history, and you want to compare them against one another, Tom Brady has had a better run than Michael Jordan. And look, this is not one that I take very lightly, because I went through this building my case as I started to really think about it. And I get where the argument's going to be on the other side, but I don't really care. Because, you know, with Kobe in basketball, he is the closest thing that we have seen to Michael Jordan, who is far and above the best in all of NBA history. There's no question it's Michael Jordan. But Brady, we have all agreed, is the greatest of all time when it comes to football. So Brady, in like, he is on that same level as Jordan is in basketball. But what Brady did over the course of his career is much harder than what Jordan did. Much harder. And what I mean is this. Jordan ran the gauntlet here. There's no question that year after year after year after year, Michael Jordan had to go through the toughest the NBA had to offer. And those seven-game series are absolutely brutal. But Tom Brady had to do the same thing in the NFL when it came to fighting through the great teams to go and win Super Bowl championships. And Michael Jordan's doing it on a 12 to 14 person team. Tom Brady's doing it with 53 others. Michael Jordan did it with Scottie Pippen, who, if you believe what we saw last week in the top 74 of all time when it comes to NBA players, is number 21. He did it with Dennis Rodman for three of them, who on that list is number 64. So two other Hall of Famers right there. Had Horace Grant as a third for the first time around, those three teams. Hall of Famer, no. Very good player, absolutely. No question about it. Tom Brady, for the entirety of his career, played with three Hall of Fame players in very brief periods of time, with the exception of Rob Gronkowski. Gronk played with him for a while. Randy Moss played with him for 3 years. You know who the other Hall of Famer was that Tom Brady played with? Ty Law. He only had two 1,000-yard rushers in his entire in any of those Super Bowl making years. Nine of them, to be sure. He had some 1,000-yard receivers. He had good teams, but he didn't have unbelievable players at a lot of positions. Jordan did it with two different casts. You could argue that Brady did it with six or seven different casts with nine Super Bowl trips. Brady is somebody that, yeah, he went 10 years in between winning championships, but still was able to do it down the line to really drum up an incredible run. You know, further, he did it very early in his career, and he did it very late in his career. And he's still playing at an incredibly high level right now. This past year was the first year that we saw a drop off for him. And we very well may this coming year. But I think we'd all agree that Brady is hard on teammates, just as hard of a competitor, has had a longer career, won 14 games in a season five times. Yeah, Jordan was on one of the all-time best NBA teams at a 72-10. Brady never won less than 10 games. Think about that for a second. Tom Brady, as a healthy quarterback, never won less than 10 games in his career. I'll double check it. Maybe he won 9 once. Maybe. But I'm pretty sure that was the case. And then we turn to the inevitable. Well, I mean, Brady's got Bill Belichick. He's the greatest coach of all time. Is it Brady or is it Belichick? You know, Michael had a guy named Phil Jackson who, yes, went and picked a good situation to go and win in the Lakers with Kobe and with Shaq. But he went to win 5 more championships without Michael and without Scottie. 5 more without him. I can't make the argument that Jordan would have won a 7th, even if they brought the entire team back, even on a short season. Because you might say, well, it would have only been 50 games. Yeah, but it would have been 50 games in about 3.5 months. And then you got the playoff run. And then you got to get through the Pacers potentially again. You don't know how that plays out if they do go out. Did the Knicks even make the playoffs that year? They got on a great run in the postseason to make it to the finals. The Heat were getting older, but they were incredibly physical. They could have had to deal with them. And to me, there was no way that they were going to be able to handle the Spurs with David Robinson and Tim Duncan up front. No shot. No shot. Brady didn't play with one Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Not one. Brady didn't play with one Hall of Fame running back. Not one. He played with one Hall of Fame wide receiver and Randy Moss. Julian Edelman's turned out to be pretty darn good. Wes Welker turned out to be pretty darn good. They're not Hall of Fame players. He literally has played with one Hall of Fame defensive player, and that was Ty Law, and that was early in his career. So with all of that being the case, if you really want to look at it, Brady having lost 3 Super Bowls, 2 of which to the Giants, does not necessarily mean that just because Jordan was perfect in all 6 of his trips, that he's automatically better. Brady made it to 3 more, running the gauntlet as he did. And you know how many Hall of Famers Brady beat along the way? I mean, Jordan beat his share too, don't get me wrong. He beat Barkley, and he beat Clyde, and he beat Stockton and Malone. There's no doubt. You know, he beat great, great players. He beat Magic. Brady had to go and beat Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Holt, Aeneas Williams, Steve Smith, who will be, Julius Peppers, who will be, Terrell Owens, Brian Dawkins, Russell Wilson will be, Earl Thomas will be, Aaron Donald will be. Those are all Hall of Fame players that Brady had to go through as well. So it's not a knock on Jordan to say that Brady is the better all-time athlete than the two, between the two. You might want to tell me that you can put a chip on Jordan's shoulder and tell him that Brady was better and he's going to get angry and he's going to go out there and win another one. Guess what Brady does? The exact same thing. Folks, it gives me no joy whatsoever to credit Tom Brady on a damn thing. It really doesn't. But what it does is, it's just looking at it realistically. These are 2 all-time greats and the greatest in their individual sports. But if we're starting to take and I hate this phrase, the Mount Rushmore of sports. God, I hate that phrase. Brady's head just a little bit higher than Jordan's. When he has to go out there and win with 53 guys and 11 guys with him on his side of the ball and having absolutely no control over the defensive side of the ball, and he's able to go to 9 Super Bowls in 18, 19 years, damn. That's impressive. And it puts him ahead of Jordan for me, just slightly, just ever so slightly, but it does.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
And I know it's sacrilege to speak in any way but godlike about Jordan, and I love Michael Jordan. It was a pleasure to watch over the last 5 weeks. I loved seeing him in his prime again. That's what I enjoyed the most about the whole thing. But if you look at the whole thing objectively, by the way, I was wrong. He did win 9 games once, and I believe that was in somebody pointed it out on Twitter. I apologize for not giving them credit, but it was back, I believe, in 2002. So 9 games once. But at any rate, you get the point. When you look at their history, and it was 2002 that they went 9-7 to make the playoffs. When you look at their history and you put them side by side, Jordan, it's a much different sport, obviously, okay? But the level at which Brady performed is the exact same at the level at which Jordan performed. Brady did it longer, and he did it with less true talent around him. You know, the talent around you in the NBA with only 5 players on the court is in a much more concentrated form. And for 3 of those championships, Jordan did it with 2 other Hall of Famers with him. And he did it with 1 other Hall of Famer earlier in his career with Pippen, with the first 3. Brady did it with Gronk, Randy Moss, and Ty Law? That's really it, guys. Think about all the different receivers that Brady made a ton of money for. Deion Branch should still be cutting him a check. Let's hit the phones, 800-919-3776. We start with Ronnie and Bayshore. Ronnie, you're first up tonight on Carlin 98.7. What's up, dude?
Chris, long time on the other thing, but first time calling you here. Congratulations on the new show.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And I was going to talk about Brady and Jordan, but I hear this thing is going to be on ESPN, the Lance Armstrong thing. That'll give you something to talk about next week, huh?
Yeah, you know, I have to be honest. I'll watch it, and I personally, I just, you know, Lance is so tough to take. You know, that's I talk about a guy that just does not get it. I'll be into watching it just to really see if we get any more of his true, real perspective on what happened.
You know, it's really tough to take though with that. Okay, you know, it's really tough to take Bart Scott and you, because Bart Scott hit me and you lied about it, and I'm going to sue the shit out of you once I get my money.
Oh, see, good luck, Ryan.
Yeah,
oh,
you creep,
yeah, who it is?
You
drop him.
Creep.
Drop him
you
and
creep.
Deep it.
You creep, you saw it.
Jacob, drop him and kill it. Wow. That's a guy from a couple of years ago. I hope we dumped it. Wow. Sam and Flatbush, we'll get to you in just a second, Sam. Hang on. Oh, wow. Sam, what's going on?
Hey, good. How you doing, Carlin?
Good.
I agree with you 100% on the Brady-Jordan thing because many reasons. One thing is people, you have to mention the fact that he beat Peyton, he had to play Peyton Manning year in, year out, the 13-3 Colts teams, just year in and year out. If not for Brady, I think Peyton could have 5 or 6 Super Bowls. Brady just beat him. And whoever says the stupid argument, which just gets me so nervous every single time, even though I'm a Jets fan and I hate Brady, when people say, oh, well, Jordan never lost in the finals, so what do you want Brady to do, take a knee in the AFC Championship game because he might lose in the Super Bowl? Is that even a fair thing to say? Oh, so he lost in the Super Bowl is worse than losing in the first round of the playoffs. How could that even be? How could you even compare it?
I mean, listen, you know, it's, I understand people getting upset about it, Sam, but when I look at him, I compare the two directly, it's just a tick above. And you're, listen, Brady did have to go through Peyton Manning. Jordan had to go through other Hall of Famers along the way too. You know, Jordan had to go through Patrick Ewing. Jordan had to go through more than his share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still think, you know, also, what
you think it's Brady or you think it's Jordan?
Obviously Brady.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't know if it's obvious, but I appreciate the call. This is not meant to be taken as a slight, against Jordan. It's two all-time greats, but putting one just a hair above the other. Mike in the Bronx. Mike, what's going on?
Chris, how you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
I was just wondering what you thought. How many games for a baseball season would you consider like a legitimate champion being crowned?
Mike, I think it's, you know, a legitimate champion. I'm not going to knock a champion at this point, but if we get 80 games in, I guess it holds some weight, and thanks for the call. I don't think that, you know, beyond that, you really have much to work with when you're trying to call it legitimate. You know, that's double the number of games. And you have teams that have more to work with, Mike, but at the same time, you know, when you have that longer period of time, there's more of a cushion. In other words, you know, you have more wiggle room. There's not any wiggle room there.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say anything less than 80 is.
I don't think anything less than 80 would be legitimate, Mike. Thanks for the call. I just think that I'm not going to treat an 80-game champion the way I would treat a 162-game champion. And that's why I think if they're going to have a season this year, that they're going to have to just do as much as they can to keep people as interested as they can. You know, what I mean is we'll all be starved for it, but they should try a lot of different things. They should try miking up players more. They should try to make it more entertaining. If people can't go to the ballpark, you need to approach this like a year where you can test things out. It's almost like testing things out in spring training or an all-star game. Why not do it for this season if it's going to be viewed differently anyway? Zach in Montclair is up next. Zach, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Carlin? How's everything tonight?
Good, bud. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So just 2 points on the Jordan-Brady debate. Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Castle plugged in, immediate success. So a lot of it could be the Bill Belichick system. The second piece to that is Brady never had...
Well, I mean, did either one win a championship?
Jordan had to go both ways. He didn't win a championship, but when you look at it, Jordan also had to go both ways. Brady never had to play defense. I think it's hard to compare the two sports when you talk about
Brady didn't. I know it's hard to compare the two sports, but the thing I would say is Brady didn't have any Hall of Fame defensive players that he played with. He had some pretty good ones, but
no, I was gonna say,
he had Ty Law, and that's
if
it.
If you look at a lot of those championship games that he won, a lot of that was on the defense. And that's the thing, is like Jordan had to go both ways, and the Bulls used to hold people, you know, to a lot less points than a lot of the other.
Well, that's because you can tackle people. It's much like in the NFL, you can tackle people in the NBA then. I think that played a little role too when you're scoring in the 70s.
No, that's true. I just think it's probably one of the tougher comparisons because to me.
I just think it's a fun comparison primarily because these two guys are regarded in the highest form, yet I think that people just automatically assume because Jordan never lost one that he must be the greatest in anything ever. And I understand why they feel that way, but I look at Brady, and trust me, I have no love for Tom Brady. I look at Brady, and I see a guy that really did it with a lot less in a tougher sport to do it in.
Now, that's a fair point. Well, we could agree that they'd both be on the Mount Rushmore. The question
is, no question.
Who are the other two? That's the real question.
Oh, God. Well, obviously Gretzky I would put up there. And, you know, for baseball, is it Babe Ruth? I mean, you can go a lot of different ways with baseball. I know this would be unpopular. I'd have to think about Bonds, and I know people don't want to hear that, but that's a whole nother discussion. I even hate the phrase the Mount Rushmore of this. I should have never brought it up. Because, Zach, that is not the path I am looking to go down tonight. Appreciate the call, man. But no problem. I think that, you know, it's funny that when you have these two guys here, Zach, thanks for the call. They have to be in this position of being regarded so highly by everybody that how dare you put one slightly above the other, especially when it comes to Jordan. And they're so different sports. I completely understand that. But I also understand that Brady is at this level that I don't think, if it's possible, still gets that same respect that Jordan does. Autumn, Pearl River. Autumn, what's going on?
Carlin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So first thing I want to talk about is a couple of players are being forgotten on the Patriots roster. I know Revis was only there for a year, but he's probably going to the Hall of Fame. But, you know, and McCourty's really good too. But, you know, really.
Devin's terrific. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, don't forget. I know, but don't forget about Adam Vinatieri. He was, you know, really instrumental for, you know, a lot of those big games in the playoffs. So, you know, so the other point I want
Adam Vinatieri made the single greatest kick that I've ever seen.
No? Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you look at
I stand corrected on one thing. John here points out on Twitter that Rodney Harrison is in the Hall of Fame as well, and I did forget about Rodney Harrison. And Brady did play with him.
Well, if you took Michael Jordan and you substitute him out with Kobe Bryant, or if you took Tom Brady out and you substitute him with Peyton Manning, you know, you're not going to get too much different of a product on the field. But, you know, I just want to throw
it out
there for
Let me ask you this, though. You honestly think if you put Kobe, and Kobe I do believe is the closest thing to Jordan that we've ever seen in the NBA, in terms of the mentality and everything. You think you put Kobe in there, they win their six championships?
No, I don't think they win six, but I'm saying is it's not like far and away, you know, a huge like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you're gonna be fine. But you know, the thing I wanted to say was I feel like Ed Reed was far and away the best at his position there ever was. There's no other Ed Reed. You can make some cases that there's another Ray Lewis and Patrick Willis or Brian Urlacher, but Ed Reed was just stand alone for his position. The best. And, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe one-on-one, you know, it's going to be tough. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. You know, Peyton doesn't necessarily get the respect. But
well, Peyton continually got beaten by Brady. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the biggest reason. It's not that Peyton's not a Hall of Fame player. He's not on Brady's level. He's just not. Thanks for the call. We could talk about it if you want, but it's not the same. Brady beat him continuously. 800-919-3776. We continue on this, and this is more than anything, just a debate that I look at, and as much as it pains me to say it, somebody says, Junior Seau, please, Patrick, on Twitter, don't point to Junior Seau at the point of his career when he was playing with the Patriots and talk about playing with the Hall of Famer, because he wasn't at the Hall of Fame level at that time. I understand the point. He wasn't at the Hall of Fame level. People are trying to come in and bring other facts that just don't fit the argument. You can bring whatever you want. Just make sure it's legit. Junior Seau at the juncture of his career that he played for the Patriots was not Junior Seau of his dominant years. He just was not. 800-919-3776. It's a debate that I put the two of them up there, and it struck me that it just, people don't seem to want to deny Jordan the possibility of being anything but the greatest ever in anything. And I get that, but sometimes you have to open up your mind a little bit more.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
So earlier today, I don't have the audio from it, but my buddy, and I love him to death, Chris Russo, over on SiriusXM told the Players Association, based off the fact that they knew back at the end of March, if there was going to be games, if there were going to be games without any fans, they knew that they would have to renegotiate the deal because there would be less money coming in. And Chris went nuts, screaming and yelling about the players, and tells them at the end of it to go to hell. Actually said, Tony Clark, everybody else, go to hell. Look, by no way am I saying that Tony Clark and the players know what they're doing. They're the ones who are going to look awful in all this. But if we're dog here, and we're doing a show on MLB Network every day for so many years, and we're taking a check from MLB, can we lay off? Can we just lay off a little bit with the go to hell? I mean, get on the Players Association enough, but, you know, going over the edge on it, and it's what dog does. I understand that. Enough. I mean, at least look at it objectively and understand that everybody's at fault here. Okay. The players knew that they were going to have to take a cut from not having any fans in the stands. Scott Boras can be a jackass. We know that. He could be an utter jackass with a lot of what he's saying. And I'm sure, as we talked to Buster yesterday, there are plenty of people that are telling him to keep his mouth shut. And Tony Clark does not seem to know what he's doing. Of course players are going to have to take more of a pay cut. Of course they are. But when you're Blake Snell, and when you're Bryce Harper, and when you're Nolan Arenado, and you want to, and the way that Blake Snell said it was obviously wrong, but if you're the ones who are going out there and putting it all on the line and playing in front, on the front, well, not on the front line of it, but playing and putting yourself potentially in front of disease in the most danger, and you're going to go play the games, if you decide that what the reward is for you is not worth the risk, it's fine. Don't play. Don't play. As you just heard me say in that promo, don't play. Everybody has to do what's right for themselves here. But go to hell. I mean, dog. I mean, please, get a clue here. All right, it's not completely one-sided. And you can't side with billionaires over the millionaires all the time. Yeah, he'll get on Manfred every once in a while. But you have to understand, that looks terrible. And you're on MLB Network every day. You're going to check from them. Go to hell. That's a bit much. Stop. Stop it. At least admit everybody's culpable in this whole thing. Everybody's losing money. Of course the players should be taking less if they're coming back. But if they don't want to play, they won't play. Go to hell. Oh, please. I know Dog likes to push the envelope. And he's, listen, he's my buddy. I loved working with him for so long. We've had our disagreements. Certainly go to hell is not, you know, it's not the worst thing that's been said between us as has been documented. But he and I are good friends. But at the same time, oh my God, have a clue on that front. Stop. Stop. Everybody looks terrible. The players are going to look worse because they make millions of dollars to play a game and fans can assign a number to them knowing what their salaries are. I am continually blown away when you consistently can side with billionaires over millionaires. And it's not just him. There are plenty of people that do. A lot of fans do, which I just don't get. Everybody is at fault. Everybody. In this whole thing. Of course the owners want to pay out less money. Of course they're not making anywhere near as much money. But those books aren't open all the time. Let's be fair about that too. Dog gets on Manfred when he has to. But this one, dial it back a little bit, okay? Dial it back.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
David, what's up? You're next on 98.7.
Good evening, Chris. I disagree with you with this Brady Jordan thing. Brady has played with a lot of excellent players, borderline Hall of Famers, maybe four in that category. Seymour, Wolfolk, Mankins, the two kickers, Gutkowski and Vinatieri.
Well, they're borderline, but they're not, I mean, definitive Hall of Famers. Vinatieri is going to be a Hall of Famer, okay? Seymour hasn't gotten in.
But he's been nominated.
Yeah, okay. Ty Law, Rodney Harrison, Gronk's going to get in. Who else? Moss, Randy Moss.
Yeah, Mankins, Matthew Mankins isn't Slater. In. All right, Stephon Gilmore. He's played with excellent. He's had a lot more talent, and I, believe me, it pains me to say it because I'm a Knicks fan. But Brady's had considerable talent. And if you want to use a flip side argument, if I put John Elway on the Patriots, they 8-1 in the Super Bowl.
That's my feeling. I understand. Thanks for the call. I would say I don't think they're 8-1. I mean, Elway stunk it up in some of those Super Bowls that he was in. I mean, he did. Let's be fair about it, huh? You know, he lost Super Bowls. Took him forever to win a couple. And I love John Elway. I think you're downplaying, or first of all, you're overplaying guys who are not in the Hall yet. And I'm admitting some guys who are going to get there. Guys like Gronk is obviously going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, you can look at other people. Ty Law's in. Randy Moss is in. Vinatieri's going to be. Gilmore, oh, okay, he very well may be. But it's not like that he's been surrounded so tightly by them as Jordan was. You know, Brady's playing with 11 guys on the field. And he has to worry about 53 guys. And yes, he's not playing defense, but he didn't have world beaters on that side all the time either. He had some good players. It's not saying that he's playing with bums, but let's call it what it is. Brady went to the Super Bowl 9 times. 9 times. It's harder to do that than to get to the NBA Finals 6 times, 3 of which came with 2 other players who were all-time greats and Hall of Fame players. I mean, if you want to just look at the top 74 list that just came out through ESPN, they're both on it. Pippen's like 21 and Rodman's in the 60s, but both Hall of Fame players. And Horace Grant's not a Hall of Fame player, but he's not that far off. You only got 5 guys on the floor at a time. Brady made other guys better. So that's when you look at Brady, you have to understand that if you're going to try to compare the two, even though it's difficult, they're completely different sports. What Brady accomplished is slightly above what Jordan accomplished. That's just fact. I look at it, and to me, when I look at all the facts backing it up, it looks to me like it's fact.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.